Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
This is Liz Angela.
Liz Angela, very good. Are you, you're Brazilian?
Yes, I'm from São Paulo.
Oh, very good. Where are you calling me from right now?
Queens.
Oh, Queens. Oh, yes, of course. Well, can I ask you this? And like, do you still have family back in Brazil? You visit from time to time?
Yes, I do. I have my mom, my brother, and cousins, and yeah, everybody's there.
Excellent. Oh, so you're the only one? You're the only one in Queens?
No, I actually have my middle brother here.
Oh, okay.
He lives here in Astoria.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, I want to ask you: are you much of a beer drinker at all?
When I was in Brazil, yes, but since I lived here, I'm married with an American Irish, and he only drinks cider, so I don't drink beer anymore. But beer is definitely the number one drink in Brazil.
And when you were in Brazil and you were drinking beer, would you drink beer in the ass?
No. No, definitely not. However, in the 80s, there was a band in Brazil that they became very popular. They had a song that some of the dancers know.
Okay, I think I understand what you're saying, but maybe it's lost in translation a little bit here. But I'm going to try to say it in... if I butcher the language, I apologize.
Don't worry about it. Just
okay.
Go ahead and say it.
Cerveja na bundina.
Cerveja na bundina. Yeah, you said it right. And in Brazil, you would understand. So cerveja is beer, bundinha, because in Portuguese we use the diminutive of words, like when a word ends in I-N-H-A.
Yeah, but what does that translate to? What does that translate?
It's literally beer on a small butt.
Thank you.
But
right,
the way
beer in the ass.
Yeah, like a small... What? Yeah, it is in the ass. It is.
Yeah. Okay.
They are just saying small, but just because it's a colloquial thing in Portuguese language.
Gotcha.
Small.
Are you familiar with drinking a beer that's in that style? Not the way that band did it. Not the way that band did it.
No, but you know what? This might be just like a new popular song that came out in Brazil now. It happens a lot. So they have like those popular bands or someone that is just coming through, a newbie singer or band, they, you know, like they release this song and it becomes very popular. And it's usually trending like that. It's always like they kind of describe how you are supposed to dance that song. So there's a lot of that.
Gotcha.
So it totally
gotcha.
Makes sense.
Liz Angela, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I love the show.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
I know that Smith & Tell's version of I Want to Dance with Somebody is atop the Swedish radio charts. I'm going to check now and see if ass beer is getting some Brazilian airplay.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot.
Hi, who's this?
This is Lincoln.
Lincoln, and are you Brazilian?
I am, sir, yes.
Oh, very good. And where are you calling me from now?
Woodbridge, Virginia.
Oh, very good. Surveja na Bundhina?
Yes. So what it is, it's you have a beer can. You flip the beer can upside down.
All right, here we go. Okay, before you go any further, Lincoln,
Okay.
Let me explain to Diane. Apparently, so this comes out of Brazil, right? It's drinking a beer in the ass. This is coming out of Brazil, mm-hmm. and it's starting to, like, and people in Brazil have been doing this forever, right?
Yes.
And I guess, like, so some Brazilians they go to all parts of the world, but they come to America, and they bring it with them. But now it's starting to take off more and more, and maybe I'm stupid. I've definitely never done it. And I don't know that I've seen anybody do it. And I have Brazilian friends.
Lincoln, what is it?
Well, I'm getting there, but I wanted Diane to understand. Okay, Lincoln, tell Diane, we just got our beers in a can. Tell Diane how to drink a beer in the ass.
So you flip the can upside down, so you have the bottom of the can facing up, and that's what they call the butt of the can, you know, whatever, you know, the name of the, you know, the drinking style. So you make a hole on the butt of the can, or a few holes if you want, on the top of the, on the bottom of the can. Put we call it barbecue salt. It's like just a
real
rock salt,
heavy
on top.
Yeah, right. So not fine salt.
Yeah.
But like coarse.
The stuff you see in a grinder.
Yeah. Coarse salt
coarse
barbecue salt.
Salt.
Yeah. Absolutely. Keep going, Lincoln.
And then squeeze like a lemon or lime on top of it, and then you drink.
You only forgot one part. Maybe that's more authentic. Maybe the Americanized version is. So he's right. So imagine the bottom of the can, right? Mm-hmm. And it divots in a little bit. Mm-hmm. So you put a couple of holes in there. Then you take like that coarse salt and you put it on top. You squeeze a lemon or a lime on top of that.
Yeah.
But on the side, like on the ridge of the bottom of the can, you make another hole. And that's where you drink out of. But the salt and the lime and everything goes into the beer. It sounds fantastic.
Huh.
It sounds awesome. And they said sometimes, two things. If you put another hole on the ridge on the other side, you can shotgun it. Awesome. The other thing that...
Oh, so this is supposed to be more...
Like casual drinking, right? Lincoln, I casually drink that, right?
Yeah.
I don't slam it.
Yeah.
So you're not shotgunning it.
No, you can.
You see that a lot of like on barbecues and, you know, parties and stuff, you know, just at home, you know, my father-in-law do that a lot. It's just, you know, it's very common.
I've never seen
it. If
I got to
like
a party.
Vision of Virginia, you see it.
And people were doing this.
Right.
I'd be like, what in the hell?
Yeah, no, I would. It would flip me out. By the way, like, I'm trying to think. The last Brazilian, Fogo de Chao, they didn't do that. They didn't serve me a beer like that. But that's awesome.
No, and they never will.
Oh, yeah, no. You know why? Not authentic. But that's how I'm going to order it from now on.
Nope.
Can I get a beer in the ass, please? And so now, explain to me one other thing, Lincoln. They said that you can also cut multiple holes and share it. Oh, I guess that's just instead of drinking out of the same hole.
Yeah.
Diane has a hole.
Yeah.
Tyler would have a hole. Like whatever it is, you could share a beer. It sounds good, is it?
It gives a different taste. Like, you know, when they have like Corona, then they put like a little lime on the Corona. It gives a little different taste.
Right.
It's just a little different. It's a different taste. And what... some people do too, and that's more like a, you know, on a play side, is they shake the can a lot, and then it builds a lot of pressure, and then you gotta just chug it real quick, because you know it's just
it's gonna spray everywhere. Sure, it looks good, and it like so. I watched a couple of videos. Hey, thank you, Lincoln. I appreciate it. Very helpful. Thank you, sir. I watched a couple of videos. It looks awesome. It looks awesome.
I think the only step I would add, and I'm a dumb American, but I would vigorously clean the bottom of the can before doing anything.
Oh, well, okay.
A lot of times we'll wipe down the top anyway.
But
there's something about it being the
bottom.
Yeah,
it's different.
You know,
oh, because that's where... Right.
...of the can.
Because it's been sitting on a counter as opposed to everybody like handling it.
Yes. I don't know. It's just, you see some can bottoms.
Okay, so wipe it off. What does it matter? So wipe it off. And then, but doesn't that sound...
Are you getting salt all over your face?
No, you're not, though.
Because it's getting sucked down.
Remember, it divots in.
So all the salt falls into the can.
Well, that's... No.
That's only making a couple holes. Covering it in coarse salt, it's going to stay on the rim.
It is.
Or not just the rim, the actual... bottom.
But that you're not drinking out of the bottom, you're drinking off the rim, so it divots in a little bit. That lemon or the lime is going to melt some of the salt that's going to go in, and you're going to get it a little bit right here.
Yeah.
What is this, Diane? My lip.
But I can
so
avoid
you're
going
to get it there.
With a margarita, this, because it's like
it's right
can
there.
Bottom is all pushed in your face.
How far up are you? Like, you don't hold it upside
well,
down.
Well, eventually, there's not that much left in the can.
Okay, and so you're here. You're fine. And you're drinking
maybe
out of
I'm
the
picturing
rim.
Too big a mound of salt.
Yeah, you don't have to like you know you're not making a volcano up there.
I mean, that's probably my problem.
You're just putting some on there. I think it sounds awesome. And they said especially. I mean, listen. Obviously, an ice cold frosty on a hot day is awesome. And every picture in Brazil looks like it's always an ice cold frosty on a hot day. But you could drink beer any time of the year. Doesn't that sound fun?
You got to be careful. You know, avocado.
Well, you don't want to hurt your finger making a hole.
It was a big thing.
Oh, yeah. Slicing the avocado.
You're using a knife, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you're not slicing against your hand. You're just making
Could
a little hole.
Could you use
hole.
that little can opener thing with the triangle?
No. Well, that's, I mean, maybe you can. But in Brazil, we don't do it that way.
But Diane's has the triangle.
I mispronounced it. I realized that as it came out of my mouth.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Because all I can think of now is a margarita.
Don't you want to try a beer this way, though?
Yeah, I mean, I'm intrigued. Do they give the style of beer you should use?
Oh, I should ask. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
How you doing? This is Sean from Lake Atatong. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. Are you Brazilian?
Yes, I am. I used to go back and forth to Brazil once a year. I'd stay there all winter long, usually from around the beginning of December all the way through the middle of January or early February. So the first time I ever saw like snowfall and stuff, I was around like 7 years old as a kid because we didn't get to go that year.
Wow. So now let me ask you this. Are you familiar... And where did you say you were? Where you calling me from now?
I'm calling you from Brazil.
Excuse me, sir. Language. Hey, what is the... are you familiar with beer in the ass?
Oh, yeah, man.
What kind
of course.
What kind of beer? Maybe you can answer Tyler's question. What style of beer is it best with?
I'm going to be honest with you. The most popular beer in Brazil, it depends region to region, but where I live in the rural farm regions of Brazil, we like
Budweiser.
To drink Brahma, Skol.
Who?
It's comparable to like what you have in America to like Corona and like Bud Light. It's like a light Pilsner beer.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. So would this not go well with like a dark, heavier beer?
I was picturing more of a Mexican style lager.
Right.
I wouldn't recommend this with heavier beers. I don't think it would taste as good. But to be honest with you, the reason we do that in Brazil, and, you know, we drink a lot of beer in Brazil, and that's because, number one, we just like to drink. But number two, in some places in the region, it's the water is not that safe to drink. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have mass water purification and stuff like that over there yet, you know, in some of the more rural areas.
Sure.
So people just drink beer all the time.
And the so I was gonna say like a Modelo, but I also didn't know if that would be insulting.
Oh, that's okay. I said Mexican style lager
because
I was thinking Corona.
Right, like but I think it's easy to go with Corona because you're already like it's very common for people to put a lime in a Corona. Mm-hmm. I understand that,
but something light, crisp, refreshing.
Yeah, something that's going to go down pretty easy and cool you off.
Yeah, Pilsner lager. Yeah,
yeah, that sounds pretty good. I think I'm going to do it this weekend.
Try it out.
And what do you like back home? Do you do it here? Do you do it like? Do you only drink it like that when you're back home?
Oh hell no, man! I drink that stuff just like that all over year round. Don't matter. And like I said, in America, I prefer to use Coors Light because I think it's the closest analog to like some of the Brazilian beers I've drinking over there. Coors and Coors Light, Coors Banquet, probably pretty close to like Brahma.
Coors Banquet. Someone got a bonus this year. Hey, the
there's that lighter lager.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Hey, and what are you? And you just use like a knife or something to knock a hole in the bottom of it, right?
I mean, yeah, you just drop a hole in the bottom, fill it with salt, lime. I mean, a lot of people do it from the top too. You don't have to go from the bottom. You only go from the bottom when you want to make the vent hole. You know?
Yes, exactly, exactly. All right, very good, very good.
I usually go from the top.
I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
No problem, buddy. Anytime.
I love it. There's just something fun about it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely a good talking point and thing to do at a party.
I'm putting on a show at a party. I'm doing it at a bar.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you do it at a bar?
Because you don't want to get kicked out?
Yeah, for having a knife?
No. If you sat down at a bar that obviously served cans, and you were like, let me get a, let me get a Coors Banquet.
Mm-hmm.
I need a side of coarse salt and a lime. And a knife.
Okay.
would they do? Yeah, of course they don't care.
I'd give you the salt we use on the driveway.
But I was just going to say the bartender may not be thrilled that they got to go find coarse salt. But wouldn't most restaurants have coarse salt?
Yes, they're used in the rim of other drinks. But you are flipping it over, maybe making a mess.
How am I making a mess?
Because the one caller told you it's extra
shake
fun
it up.
If you shake it.
Shake it up. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Dieling.
Oh. Say that again?
It's like Dieling, but it's a D because I'm from Brazil. And to us, the D sounds like G.
Dieling.
Dieling.
Yes, ma'am. Anyway, what, where are you calling me from now?
I am in Virginia, in Chester, but I'm from Brazil. Yesterday, I made 1 year living here in the United States.
Oh,
you know what? Very good.
Happy anniversary.
I was just going to say, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I'm sure the year has flown by. Beer in the ass?
Yes.
Atta girl.
Beer in the ass is very common, like in college parties. The guys say about today, we don't have water. We have a lot of all the countries, like you have the states, we have water. But we drink beer a lot in Brazil because it's so hot. And our beer is very, very cold. So, like, it's refreshing, like Coca-Cola, very cold, very icy. So, some states, like in the Northeast, we wake up and we're already sweating because for us, AC is super expensive. The energy, the bills is super expensive. So Monday is 10 o'clock in the morning, you want a beer. And when you take the Nabunzinha, it's more refreshing because the lime and the salt, they're making like the pressure. So it's so good.
Sounds awesome. But, sounds great. No, it really does.
Brazil sounds awesome.
I've never been. I'd like to go to Brazil. I'd like to, although not during the summer. Hot as balls.
Also, there's no Portuguese word for diuretic. So beer never dehydrates you, ever, in Brazil.
Hey, how did you end up here a year ago?
I'm sorry, how I came here?
Yeah, a year ago. What brought you to the U.S.?
It's a crazy story. I met my husband on Tinder. He was in Italy. He was stationed in Italy, and it was when the COVID times started. So I flew to Italy to meet him. I didn't speak any English. So all our conversations were going on translator. And now he moves back from the United States. And I needed to go to Mexico to do 14 days quarantine for all the COVID restrictions. And after I come here, and you got married.
Oh, okay.
That's a crazy story.
Yeah, no, it is. So
they talked over Google Translate.
Right, but went to Italy and then back, and now you're here and married.
Yes, exactly. I went to Italy to meet him. And like
you can say it a second time. I'm not going to understand it any better. That's awesome, though. Well,
yes,
good for you.
So good at learning.
Good for you. Is this show helpful in teaching you English?
You know.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm trying.
Excellent. No, you're doing a great job.
She's all signing right. up for the debate team.
All right, very good. It was very, very nice to talk. Why do I feel like I'm yelling and talking slow?
Because you treat all foreigners the same.
With open arms. All right, very good. Thank